It's going to be a massive night, Friday night. Port Adelaide always request a home game for Anzac Day round because they love honouring the past. We've got Kane Farrell, one of their key defenders. G'day, Kane.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, mate, do all the players really like the fact that the fuss that's made by the football club around this round and we present the Peter Badko medal, and is everybody really in sync as far as the significance of it?
Yeah, definitely. Like, we have people that are past veterans and that come into the club and speak about the importance of Anzac and Anzac Day and the importance it has for not just people that enjoy watching football, but just for the families and that that are affected, and how much it actually means to our country as well. So we're definitely all around it, and all the boys always can't wait for the game at Adelaide Oval that we always try to get each year. So definitely a big one for us this week.
Spot on. Hey, mate, firstly, you're pleased with the start of your season?
I feel like it's probably the best start I've had in my shortish career so far. So still plenty to work on and improve, but starting to feel very comfortable where I am at the moment. So it's now just still trying to get better and improve my game so it helps our team a lot more. And having a consistent four-quarter game, because that's what everyone always aspires to play and to be.
I've noticed sometimes you're getting that, the dangerous small forward type role. How do you balance that lockdown v run off? Because we still obviously need your delivery by foot.
Yeah, definitely. Well, as a backline, we're all pretty. We've got our own strengths in that, and Ken has always kind of liked the way that I can go to the smaller forwards and stick to the role and play the role the team needs at that time. Whether that be sacrificing a bit of offensive mind, Ken's always strong on the small forwards. It's potentially me to go to them and try take them out of the game, and then also try bring my strength at times when I can. Ken's always pretty happy to put me to the smaller guys at times.
In the review of the Collingwood game, what was the dot point summary?
We played a very good, probably 30-odd minutes of football. So we kind of reviewed that a little bit, and also just what happened post the first quarter and how they ended up getting on top of us, which was probably just a little bit of contest, and they got to a lot more contest with more numbers around it, which generally gives you the advantage to get the ball and get the ball going forward a lot easier. So just about how we can not only stop that, but bring that into our game a bit, because you can see how damaging it can be when you have a certain amount of numbers around the footy. It always helps generate pretty good offense going forward. So, obviously looking at how they've done it and how they've done it so well, and how we can stop teams in the future doing that, but also bring that into our game as well.
We spoke to Jimmy Bartel yesterday. He went to your game, and he said that he did watch a little bit of the backline work, and he thought that at times there wasn't great handover of opposition players between you guys. Did that come up in your review?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, we've had a pretty strong start of the season as a pretty new and fresh backline group, you could say. And there's going to be times throughout the season when we're all not quite on the same page, and happened to be on the weekend, we probably all started playing a little bit one-on-one where we're a very support team. So, definitely come up in our backline review about supporting each other, because the more we support, the more we get out of each other, and definitely helps the defences, not just the backline group, but as a whole, if we keep supporting each other.
Kane, they made you work hard for your spot. You've cemented it, so well done. One of the first pick when they put that name up on the board, so keep it up. Your coach, Ken, he talks a lot about big moments in games. So what are you doing, or what are you working on to win your big moments when they come up, Kane?
As going through all the games previously, like, the big moments for me is probably just the contest moment, and whether that's a contested mark or a ground ball inside our D50 that just kind of kills their vibe and the opposition's vibe and kind of locks the ball in for us. So not just the offensive stuff that everyone always looks at, but just the really strong defensive work, because I can build my game off that a lot more, I feel like.
Yeah. Your league is so elite and a weapon. What I love about it, it just travels so fast through the air with real punch, and you get the distance out of it. Has anyone ever measured that? Like, you know, they can measure golf swing speeds and all that sort of stuff. Because, I mean, when you punch that thing, God, it's a weapon, Kane.
It's always been there going through the juniors. My brother growing up was always a pretty good kicker of the footy, and Dad always kind of took us out of the oval and made us use a bigger footy than we were when we were juniors. So, and he always drove, don't try to kick the leather off it, which still you get carried away sometimes trying to kick it too far, but it's not really the case. You just got to time the footy, and it always generally goes a bit further when you just get there and kick the ball instead of trying to kick it as far as you can.
Well, McKenzie's nickname's the Cannon. I reckon you've got him, Kane. I don't know what that makes you, but I reckon you've got him.
Yeah, I'd like to say so now, but we always joke about it at the club, me and him, because obviously both left-footers, and he's one of both of our weapons. So it always is nice to have a bit of a kick-off between me and Trent every now and then. growing up watching Trent kick goals from 80 metres, that was always fun to watch. So to be alongside him in the same boat as him now is always quite nice.
Well, I reckon if I was 60 out and I took a mark and Trent ran on the right-hand side of me and called at the same time as you did on the left, I'd handball it to you, Kane.
I appreciate it.
Well, only because you're on the left-hand side.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Hey, Kane, I reckon a few years ago, I reckon he booted one over the headquarters. There was a bit of a video done, and he whacked it over. Now with the extension of the MG High Performance Centre, you might both struggle.
Yeah, I think everyone would struggle with that, the size of it at the moment. So it'd be tough, but I don't think anyone's going to be brave enough to give that a go.
Fair enough. Hey, just on that defensive unit, who skippers it now? Yeah, it would have been Tommy Jonas, of course, in years gone by. Who is the big talker back there?
We're all kind of trying to build into that and bring that into our games, but Dan Houston's probably the one that's been down there the most, and he's also in the leadership group, so he's really been driving the standard for the voice and communication back there so far for all of us, and he's been really big for me, obviously playing quite similar roles, trying to teach me the right times to go and when not to go. Dan's been really massive for myself and for us back lines of really driving the voice in that back there for us all.
And St Kilda, they didn't have a great one last week. Obviously, they will be wanting to bounce back like we will be. What have you acknowledged that their strengths are?
You can tell watching and seeing all the footage that we've watched throughout the week that they're quite strong defensively. They hold teams, so I think they've held a lot of teams to under 80 points this year. So they really want to kind of tighten the game up, make it a low-scoring affair, and then try to bring their game into it, which is a short kick game, and they want to control the footy. So for us, we're going through that at the moment, and we'll go through more of that tomorrow of how we can challenge them in our offensive ways and build from that.
Well, mate, all the best Friday night against the Saints in the Anzac round. It's a significant round and one we like to get a W against.
Yeah, definitely. Appreciate that.
Good man. Kane Farrell, our guest, playing some great football down back for Port Adelaide this season.